Welcome to the Family Medicine Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Cody Mitchell-Tree, the student, resident, and social media manager for the California Academy of Family Physicians. Our goal with this podcast is to highlight both the breadth and importance of family medicine with compelling interviews of family physicians, family medicine residents, and medical students. In our first episode today, we're going to focus on 2014 Year of the Family Physician, but first, some news. I recently rebuilt and redesigned the Family Medicine Revolution blog. There is also a new web store with a new set of items and more on the way. So for those of you pining for an FM Revolution iPhone case or iPad case, you'll be in luck. There is also a new URL for the website, which is fmrevolution.org. Again, that's fmrevolution.org. The CAFP Foundation, which supports Family Medicine Revolution, also received an upgrade of its website, which can be viewed at cafpfoundation.org. With 2014 just around the corner, it's appropriate to delve into the 2014 Year of the Family Physician campaign. Today, our guest is Dr. Ronald Fong. Dr. Fong is currently the director of the University of California Davis Network of Family Medicine Residency Programs, and he's also the brainchild behind 2014 Year of the Family Physician. So good morning, Dr. Fong.
Good morning, Cody. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks. It's good to have you. And so first off, how about you just tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey to becoming a family physician, and ultimately becoming a residency director?
Well, Cody, I think, you know, it's always knowing your audience, and maybe I'm not sure if your audience is more Gen Y or Gen X, but I'm a boomer, so I grew up in the Marcus Welby model, and pretty much where that was my idea of physician. I didn't think too much about specialization and so forth, was that if you had a problem, you go see your family doctor. And that was the image that I had, and that was why I thought it would be that whoever would come across my door, that's who I see. And I was thinking more in terms of people as opposed to maybe disease process or organ systems.
Gotcha. And did you grow up in the Sacramento area?
I grew up in the Sacramento, Cody, and came back here. I lived in Los Angeles for a while and went to school in Michigan and Detroit, but I knew that Sacramento was always going to be home for me.
Great. So can you tell us, what is the 2014 Year of the Family Physician campaign, and how did it come about?
Well, Cody, I think it was last year when Time Magazine, gosh, was it Barack Obama again? I can't remember. They came out their issue, this was December of 2012, where they had the Person of the Year. And I was thinking with the Affordable Care Act that was going to be implemented in 2014, that was going to be a seismic change for our nation, not since, you know, the creation of Medicare. And I was thinking, well, if we're going to have potentially 30 million Americans that will be covered by healthcare now, who is going to see them? And obviously, I'm a little bit biased, Cody, but I thought it was going to fall upon the family physician. So I thought in 2014, we're going to have potentially 30 more million Americans seeking healthcare. It's going to make, I think, seismic changes in the landscape of our country. But I think who's going to be doing the bulk of the work? I think it's going to be family physicians. Then I started thinking, probably as family physicians, we don't get the why-based support because I don't think we get a strong enough message to our patients. I think our patients love us, but I don't think they realize the scope in terms of the interplay and how we really fit into healthcare and how we provide, you know, better outcomes at lower costs. So I was thinking, what if we kind of, you know, just basically send out the message and we're able to tell stories of the type of work that we do. And I think that, you know, we're going to have a major impact in 2014. And I thought it was a great rallying point for, obviously, the family physicians that are in already, but also for medical students, thinking about their career choices and seeing that how we make really a seismic impact in the lives of communities that are just all four corners of the United States. As family physicians, you know, we are going to be on Indian reservations. We're going to be in inner cities. We're going to be in remote rural areas. So we're not going to be sequestered to these large metropolitan academic centers. So I thought, if nothing else, just a rallying point and for us to kind of reconnect with our community and get our message across that we're here for them and that we want to help them, that I think we're going to be a major part for the success of the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you have any examples of how others have gotten involved recently?
Well, Redding and Shasta, Lori Goni, who's a board member for the Shasta Community Health Center, has done a tremendous job of rallying Shasta Community Health Center. The Shasta County just passed a resolution for this. So I think for, you know, getting organizations, talking to them, seeing, getting them to see the value of family physicians, I think passing resolutions is one thing, Cody, but I think if we can get out there and start telling stories and getting out, so I encourage all residents, all family physicians and medical students interested to blog, to tell our stories, because ultimately it's not about treating people, but it's about caring for people. And I think we could connect on the most basic level, then people could see the value and how that we're really interwoven into their communities.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Fawn, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to speak with us.
Always a pleasure, Cody, and we'll see you in Kansas City.
Sounds good.
Take care.
Dr. Fong is our featured member as part of our Member Spotlight Series for January. So please visit www.familydocs.org, that's docs.org, to view more about him and learn how to get involved. And so we're kicking off the year with our 2014 Year of the Family Physician photo campaign to help raise awareness of the family medicine specialty, and we're looking for your participation to help us out. To get involved, go to the 2014 Year of the Family Physician page on familydocs.org and follow these three simple steps. First, download the 2014 Year of the Family Physician signboard. Take a photo of you with that signboard. Feel free to be creative. It can be in your practice or in your community or at a local landmark, anything. And then once you do that, go ahead and send it to CAFP. And you can email the photos to CAFP@familydocs.org. You can also tweet or Instagram your photos with the official hashtag, which is 2014YearFP. Again, that's hashtag 2014YearFP. So help us celebrate family medicine and prove that 2014 will be the year of the family physician. So thank you so much for listening. And remember to visit us at fmrevolution.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Our Twitter handle is @FMedRevolution. And if you're tweeting about family medicine, be sure to use the hashtag FMRevolution.